Robbie, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, happy to be here.
See, now you have the cool job at Microsoft. You could just get to play with toys all day.
Well, I think I do have the best job in the company. Between Xbox and Zune and some of the other things we're doing, it's pretty hard to beat my job.
All right, I want to talk about Zune first because I don't have one right now, but a lot of guys
I love my Zune.
That's easy to fix. Come on.
Yeah, do you know anyone?
There's a Target close by.
All right, fine. That's fine. No, but really, I was playing with one, and I must admit that the tactile feel of the Zune is a hell of a lot better than the one I've got right now.
Well, you know, it's one of those interesting things. When you go through design, and there's beautiful, yeah, and then there's functional. Mm-hmm. And the challenge for us in Zune, and as we go forward, pretty much in all of these businesses, is making sure we get beautiful and easy to use.
Yeah.
And so figuring out how to get both of those in one device is a real challenge. And I think we've made a lot of progress with Zune. There's more to do, but I think we've made a ton of progress.
I think one of the things I love is the way the screen tilts and the big screen, because you really can't. I mean, you can watch television on there. You can watch a movie on there.
Yeah, it turns out that the screen is going to continue to be important. People want to think about these devices, certainly as a music device, but they also want to think about video. And ultimately, they don't think about music and video and games separately. And then they also ultimately think about those as one connected experience.
Now, as far as the Xbox goes, tell me if this is true. There's so many stories about you guys, you know, and we're not really in the company, but that green color.
Sure.
I know when you pick colors for stuff like this, you just go through the minutiae and just it's a long, arduous process. How did you finally come up with that little color on the Xbox?
You know, the number one thing we looked for ultimately was something that when you were at retail would grab your attention.
Yeah.
And so the thing we try to do, if you're going to pick a color, you want to pick something that will stand out in a store. When somebody's walking the aisle, they'll see it and it'll grab their attention. Now, then you have to make sure it's not grabbing their attention because it's annoying. That's a sort of separate thing. So green turns out to be a very active color. It attracts people's attention. It's unique and distinctive from what other people are using. And it's really stuck. It's done a great job for us.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks a lot like a highlighter. Which I like. I mean,
we're highlighting the experience.
It just pops.
Well, and that's sort of the idea. I mean, we're trying to get people in a store to say, in the clutter, you know, you go into a Best Buy, you go into a Target, there's a lot there. How do you grab people's attention?
And another thing, I think in all the years that I've purchased Microsoft products, I think that is the coolest name you've ever come up with.
Xbox?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We could do naming research for years, and we do,
yeah,
and we look at names all the time. That one wasn't done with research. That was the code name for the project. And when we went through and did the legal background research, it actually cleared, which doesn't always happen. And we decided that we thought the name was cool enough just to go with it.
Are you going
to
learn anything from that process?
Well, the thing you do learn, and with any name, is that in the end, it's what you invest in it. And as long as you make sure they're not objectionable.
Yeah.
So like with Zune, people ask us, so Zune, where did you come up with that? Well, ultimately, there was some research. We did some legal reviews. We had to make sure it worked in a lot of countries. But ultimately, it's what you put into the name, not what the name is itself.
That's true. Yes. All right. On a personal level, these people see you on stage and, you know, you're just all over the Internet. I'm sure you know that. And I see what you do with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and that's very cool.
Sure.
What do you do for you? What do you just, you know, when you want to kick back?
My big thing, I'm a huge sports nut.
Yeah.
And not just watching it, but playing it. So I'm a big golfer, play some basketball. Our whole family's pretty big into sports. My kids are very into sports. So it's, I try to do things that are fun and active and outdoors. And right now I'm starting to train for a week-long bike trip in France this summer. So that's actually a lot of training and can be very painful at the beginning, but I'm starting to get over that now.
But you get to eat that food along the way.
Well, that's the best part. You can ride 20 or 30 miles and then eat a lot.
So yeah. Not to mention the hydrating part.
Absolutely right.
A little sweet hydration.
Absolutely
it's
right.
It's nice.
Absolutely.
So, Robbie, I'm going to ask you two personal questions
then.
So what would be the number one song that you think you've got on the Zune that you listen to all the time?
Sure.
And you can answer that one if you
want. All right, number one song, when I'm coming into work in the morning and I'm getting excited, I'm listening to U2 and I'm listening to Beautiful Day, because that's the way, when I go into my job, I look at it and say, hey, this is awesome. I have tons of challenges. I learn something new every day, and it's exciting. And I go into work charged up and ready to go.
Do you sing along with the song?
I can't disclose that. That's very proprietary information.
Okay, and then in your Xbox, what game is in your Xbox?
There's two games in our household that are big right now.
Okay.
My son is a huge Splinter Cell fan, So he's been playing. He plays a lot of Splinter Cell. He's waiting for the new Splinter Cell that's coming out this fall. And my daughters have never. I've got two daughters, and they've never been big on Xbox. They've played a few games, but they are totally into Guitar Hero. And so I know we've won when my 10-year-old comes up and says, "Dad, I'm playing career mode in Guitar Hero." So
wow,
I now
there you go.
We've now figured out how to break through to a whole new generation of people.
That's excellent,
Robbie. It's great to talk to you, and thanks for joining us on MGX Radio, probably your favorite radio station at this time.
I'll be listening all afternoon.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks, guys.
Robbie Buck. Thank you.
Thanks.